Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life with Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the condition and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. And verse your thoughts. Know that it is true for you. Receive the ability. And so it is. So thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. So, today I'm going to be talking about burning desire. You know, oftentimes we tend to think of life as a burden, as some kind of test that we're put through to determine our worthiness for some afterlife. And as a result of that thinking, we continue to struggle. That's all we're doing, is just inviting more and more problems and fears. Well, basically, that whole idea about being unworthy, being worms in the dust, or sinners, or that whole idea is based upon fear anyway. And that can be self-defeating. The idea that you're unworthy and that you're supposed to struggle, life is supposed to be hard. It's implanted in our minds, mainly by our upbringing, our teachers, our trainers, our parents, and our friends, and our experiences often reflect exactly that type of thinking. And when you have that kind of belief system or philosophy implanted within your consciousness, you expect to be miserable. You expect unhappiness. You expect lack and limitation. Fear runs rampant through your life. You expect problems in your relationships, in your home. Okay? And everything becomes more and more complicated. And the more it becomes complicated, the more you stress and get depressed. And then we just continue to repeat the process. We say things that continues to perpetuate the same type of experiences. We say things like, if it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. Oh, I knew it wasn't going to work out. Oh, I should have known that this is too good to be true. I know if I don't work for it, then I can't have it. I'm meant to struggle. It's God's will. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? God gave us free will. That's right. And we are co-creators with God. The fact that we exist, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, is indicative of the fact that we are supposed to live a life of unlimited joy. We are co-creators. And this human experience is simply God's way of continuing his creation. So don't blame it on God. Okay? And the other 7 billion other humans on the planet, they have free will as well. So your way of thinking or your way of worshiping, your way of believing or your way of managing your universe is not the only way. All of the progress that we have made since the beginning of time has been based on or contingent upon our differences and the fights and the battles that we had about it. Okay? It is through those conflicting ideas that we seek and find solutions. And it all contributes to our evolvement and collectively. You see, there's not any one thing that is that, or any one thing for that matter, that is good. There is only one thing, and that thing is God, is spirit, is the divine. And we live and move and have our being within the whole of the universe. And this is what you have to know about you. Okay? And you should also recognize that same oneness, that same power, that same ability in others. Namaste. The God in me celebrates and acknowledges the God in you. Feel yourself. Okay? Now, there are those who say they don't believe in IFL. Well, you believe in something that maintains us all. Okay? And whatever you choose to call that, the energy, the universe, the divine flow, the father, the mother, you know, it's all God. Stay there. Okay? And you need to accept the good that you desire to show up in your life. Because that is the whole objective. Creation. Moving forward, progressing. We will move and have your being within the whole universe all the time. And you take your skills, your talents, and your abilities and create your hopes, your dreams, and your desires. And it benefits you. Matter of fact, we pay you to do it. when you come up with a good idea, one that solves a problem for you and others. Yeah, you take it to the marketplace, and there you go. When you understand the simplicity of what I just said, then you set fire to your vision, to your hopes and your dreams. Okay? That burning desire becomes your full-time focus to be God or Goddess of your universe, so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. Now, let me remind you, we see evidence of other people living their dreams every day. Okay? Wherever you are at this moment, listening to this podcast, whatever device you're using, whether you're a phone or internet, somebody created that. Somebody came up with a bright idea and created that technology. And maybe there were several somebody who hooked up one idea with another idea with another idea and finally made all of this possible for you. And take it to the marketplace. And we make a purchase that whatever clothing you have on your body right now, whatever jewelry or accessories you happen to be wearing, even that haircut, that makeup, shoes on your feet, chair you're sitting in, the bed you got out of, the carpet you walk on the floor, was all made by some human with a good idea, who had a burning desire to create and to fulfill that vision. They took action, brought it into being, and made it available to you. Okay? That car you got, each and every part of it came from another. Still too late having a human experience. That's why too. The music you listen to, the song that was written by somebody who put their heart, soul, and emotion down on paper, and perhaps sold it to someone else to sing it for them, or just find it themselves. And then they took it to the marketplace and sold it to you. Okay? Or to the radio station or wherever you get your music from. You see, it is that burning desire within you that brings about all of creation. Okay? God started creation with all the fundamentals, all the properties, all the things that we needed to begin, to survive. And we went forward with that idea and became aware of our own ability to create. This is our legacy. This is what we do. And if you pay attention to nature, okay, the plants, the animals, the water, okay, the planet, all things that were created in the beginning that are natural. Okay? You will understand how man has used some of these things or a combination of these things in order to create something else. And see, it really is that simple. When you look at the stars and celebrities out there, when you look at the presidents and CEOs of those Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 companies, when you see people living their dreams, understand that these are people just like you that have utilized that same energy, the same you rely on for sustenance, for your life force. And they have found ways to create from him that which they desire. And in turn, were compensated by the universe first and by us for having done that, but for having brought that solution or product or service to the marketplace. The relationship that you're in right now, or the one that you hope to get in at some point, is based upon creation, your creation. And yes, you are responsible for the life that you are now living. And I know for some that's hard to hear because we are so accustomed to placing blame elsewhere. And when we run out of people, we blame God or the devil. Okay. We believe in duality, okay, because we run out of other options. That's all that is, an excuse. There's only one source. There can only be one source if it is infinite in every point in space. There can be no duality. The burning desire in you to be doing that, the life that you desire, is contingent upon your focus, your thoughts, the words out of your mouth, your passion for it, and the actions you take. Pure and simple. There it is. Now, oftentimes, oh yeah, I had a good idea. I wanted to do this or I wanted to do that. But I never got around to it. I never had the time. I was too busy doing something else. Well, Let me just ask a simple question. Why? If you had a burning desire, a passion, a skill, a talent, or ability, something you wanted to be doing, have, something you wanted to build, why would you be doing anything else? Possess you to think, especially this day and time, that you need to do something else, that you had to work in another capacity instead. You've been given a gift, a skill, a talent, experiences. You know, some of the things that we suffered in the past came about in order to give us the material we needed, the fortitude, the motivation, the wherewithal to get up off our butts and do something about it. Hello? Okay? Sometimes you got to thank your enemies and your abusers and your parents. Some of those who love you and hurt you anyway. Not only because they made you strong, okay? And you are strong. You survived it. Whatever the problem was, you survived it if you hear my voice at this time. So why not consider yourself a victor instead of a victim? Why not understand that you are a survivor? Okay? So that's what you have done. Now take that and turn it into your own creation. Fired up with a burning desire to better your life today. And if you don't know which direction to go in or how to get it done, ask somebody. Quite frankly, that's what I'm here for. Join the More Joy program. I'm turning out successful people every week. Okay? Those who want to pay attention, those who want to allocate the time, a little bit of money, and the energy into building their dreams. Give me 6 months. Let me show you what possible for you. Okay. Well, some of you will rather go back and continue to bump your head up against a brick wall. And this may end up being the thing you regret not doing. Why? Because, well, you know, you figure doing what you've been doing is going to get you to a better place at some point. Many of us are, something's going to change. And we go to our graves. And find out at that last moment that if we wanted it to change, we should have changed it. You do yourself a disservice by failing to follow through on your dream. You do the world a disservice when you ignore that burning desire within your soul. That is your soul. Your soul is your goal, your hope, your dream. Okay? That's why you're on the planet. Live your purpose. Using your skills, your talents, your ability, your experience. Okay? And to share that with the rest of us. Whether it be a relationship you're after, whether it be a business you want to build, a better job, better health, whatever it is that you're after, you have the ability to create it. Already. If any, whatever limitation you think is upon you is what's holding you down. That's the excuse you're using to hold yourself back. You place limitations on yourself and you believe it. You are convinced that that which happened to you 10 years ago somehow is the reason for your bad behavior, is the reason for your lack of limitations, is the reason why you can't move ahead. Okay? You put out that flame in your heart, in your soul, and decided to settle, rendering yourself powerless over your circumstances and your condition, rather than acknowledging yourself as being power-filled and living a life of unlimited joy. Think about it. Go to my website at www.unlimitedjoy.org. Take a chance. Join the program. Do something to change your life today. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.